Now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Yuki's Radio Station. Well, I, for one, must say that I was just thrilled to pieces when I heard that Yuki Butcher had won a radio station. Yes, the impossible happened. A radio station called up Yuki for the giant jackpot question. He answered it. They couldn't pay the $6,722 prize, so they asked him if he would take the radio station instead. Naturally, Yuki said yes. Now, Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, Yuki, and I are all very excited about the prospects of having our own program. Come listen.
Oh, boy, Yuki. Oh, I can't get over it. I just can't get over it. That was really something, the way you won that telephone radio quiz yesterday.
Yeah, fine.
You know, that's the first time I ever heard of anybody winning a radio station. Just by answering a question.
Yeah, well, lad, it happened, and I am now the proud owner of a radio station.
Well, Yuki, now that you are owner of a radio station, what are you going to do? You know, I've always wanted to be a radio announcer.
And don't forget, Yuki, I'm a pretty good singer, have been in my time.
Well, I'd like to be on the radio, too, Yuki. I sing. I can sing and tell funny stories. Did you use me down at the radio station?
Oh, wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute. I have great plans. You may have noticed that I spent the entire evening up in my room last night.
Yeah, what were you doing, Yuki?
Well, I was busy planning my first new radio program. As you fellas may or may not know, I am a musician with a big orchestra. I'm the Bert Farmer of East Cantankerous, Illinois. Last night I wrote several songs which I intend to use on my new radio program.
Well, will you let me sing on the radio?
Yeah, me too, Yuki. Don't forget your old friend the mayor.
And remember me too, Yuki, as I said. I would like to be a radio announcer.
Well, fellas, there'll be a place for all of you on my new radio programs. Matter of fact, I even have a spot for your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Twohill, Big John.
Oh, yeah? No kidding?
Fine.
Well, that's great.
And, lad, I also have a place for your little friend Twinkle, too.
Hey, wowee. Oh, she'll really like that. She can sing, too, you know.
Well, fellas, I'm going down to the radio station now to get things ready. You fellas get Mrs. Twohill and Twinkle and meet me down at the radio station at exactly 1 hour and we'll rehearse our new program. You can meet me in Studio A.
Yeah. Okay, Yuki. Okay. Oh, boy, there's no business like show business. Something. So this is where you work, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish you would have brought me down here before.
Well, Sparky, the place where I work is downstairs in the basement. That's where the mimeograph machine is. Now, down at the end of the hall is Studio A, and that's where Yuki said we should meet him.
Hey, look. The door to Studio A is opening. It's Yuki.
All right, come on in, fellas. Hurry up. The orchestra's all set up and waiting for you. Get in here and let's start out our rehearsal.
Now, we're all set. Go ahead, Mrs. Twohill. Go on into the studio there.
Yeah, go on in, Twinkle. Listen, don't be nervous. That microphone won't hurt you. Boy, sure is a big studio. Hey, who are those men up in that little room with the big glass window?
Well, the one fellow up there is, let's see who that is. Well, that's Norm Gardner. He's the engineer. And the other feller up there, that's Ed LeBeau. He's the producer of this here program.
Hey, how about that?
Well, yeah, this is going to be a big-time production, fellas. And I'm going to direct the orchestra. Now, let's see. Big John, you're the announcer. And the first thing we'll do on the program is we'll have you and the lad sing a little song there.
Ooh, wowee. I tell you, that'll be fun.
Yeah, now here's the music. Here's the music for the for your song. And, Big John, here's your script. There you are.
Thank you.
All right, you fellas up there in the control room, we're ready to begin. Now, Big John, this program has no theme song. You just what you do is you just start out reading the script.
All right. I'll just use my radio announcer's voice, huh?
Well, come on.
Well, just a minute.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Yuki Butcher Hour.
a program of music, songs, comedy, and good down-to-earth entertainment. First tonight, you will hear the Yuki Butcher Orchestra with vocals by two rising young singing stars, Big John and Sparky.
Hey, fellas. 1, 2, 3, hit it. Okay, Big John, go ahead, sing.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Don't be nervous, pal.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's one tough gazookas, which hates all palookas, what ain't on the up and square. He dips them in
the
and none of them gets nowhere.
All right, shake up, Sparky.
If anyone dares to risk,
that's fine.
It's pop and it's wham, understand?
Oh, very good.
So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver, with Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
What's your arpeggios there?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach.
Let's
I'm
have a little more glissando on the pipe.
Man. That's it. Popeye!
Maiden cries, her voice rings loud and clear. This man is bothering me, Popeye. I'm so glad that you're near.
Hey, you.
Says he in his quaint voice, as to his full height he rose.
If you don't stop, I'll have no choice but pop you on the nose.
The villain's laugh rings out. Why don't you take a powder? And then he noticed Popeye's size and then laughed even louder. But Popeye smiled a little smile. He watched his foe advance. The big one started to shadowbox and then did a little dance. He swelled his chest in prideful glee and flexed his brawny arm and loosened all his muscles. Popeye showed no alarm. He simply opened up a can of spinach, nice and green. And he ate it all.
It tasted good. You know what I mean.
And the vitamins and the minerals and the spinach made him strong. He swung just once, but the bully thought it was a double atom bomb.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's Popeye the Sailor Man. He's strong to the finish, cause he eats his spinach. He's Popeye the Sailor Man.
All right, let's dance.
Surprise, look at that. Oh, fine. Hey. Oh, boy.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, fine, fine, fine. Say, that was very good. A good dance you did there, Sparky Wan. Very fine singing. You too, Big John.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, my.
I like being on the radio.
Sure.
Can we sing another song, Yuki?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, this time we're all going to sing a song now. Mayor, you and Mrs. Two Hill and Little Twinkle, you come up here and gather around the microphone with us.
Yes, Yuki. Come on, Mrs. Two Hill. You too, Twinkle.
Here, let Twinkle stand up on this chair.
Yeah.
She's so small, she can't even get up to the microphone like the rest of us.
Right, okay, I've got a chair for her. Now stand up here, Twinkle. All right, Yuki, now what?
Well, you just read the next part of your script there, Big God.
All right. Hey, was my radio announcer voice all right before?
Oh, yeah, fine, real fine. Okay, read, Big God. Can't rehearse this program all day.
All right.
And now, friends, the Yuki Butcher Orchestra... And Yuki Butcher and all his friends sing the E.I.O. song.
All right. Okay, brothers of local number one. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
And now here she is, sweet little Twinkle, our musical doll. Did you ever see a deer with a dimple on his ear?
No, I never saw a deer with a dimple on his ear.
Did you ever, ever oversee a deer, dire door, with a dimple, dimple, dimple on his ear, ire, or?
I never, never oversaw a deer, dire door, with a dimple, dimple, dimple on his ear, ire, or?
Now here's one we ought to be able to pull on. Good old Mayor Frumfront.
Mayor?
Yes?
Do you ever have a cent when you finish with the rent?
No, I never have a cent when I finish with the rent.
Do you either, ever, over have a cent, sight, salt, when you finish, finish, phonish with the rent, right, won't?
I never, never, never have a cent, sight, salt, when I finish, finish, phonish with the rent, right, won't.
Here, our favorite next-door neighbor, Mrs. Twohill. Does the farmer in the dell know that daisies never tell?
Yes, the farmer in the dell knows that daisies never tell.
Does the femur, fimer, fomer in the deal, dial, dole know that deesies, diesies, dozies never teal, tile, toll?
Yes, the femur, fimer, fomer in the deal, dial, dole that, oh dear, never teal, tile, toll.
Oh, brother.
Up in his old taxi cab. It's Yuki Butcher. Hey, Yuki.
What?
Did you ever see the plum on Jack Horner's little plum?
Oh, I never saw the plum on Jack Horner's little plum.
Did you ever, ever, over see the pleen, plime, plum on Jack Heiner, Heiner, Horner's little fiend, fine, foam?
Oh, I never, ever, over saw the pleen, plime, plum on Jack Heiner, Heiner, Horner's little fiend, fine, foam.
He made it.
Right.
Now, come on, everybody join in, the whole gang, and sing one about a cat and a mouse and a rat. Ready? Did you ever see a cat eat a mousey or a rat?
No, I never saw a cat eat a mousey or a rat.
Did you ever, ever, over see a keet, kite, coat eat a meesey, mousey, mousey, or a reet, rat, roat?
I never saw a keet, kite, coat eat a meesey, mousey, mousey, or a reet, rat, roat.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Yes, sirree, that was real fine. Well, fellas, what do you think?
Well, Yuki, I don't like to brag, but I think we can put together a real good radio program.
Yeah, so do I, Yuke. Did you hear my mellow voice ringing out there in that there song? Oh, it was
glorious. Did you like my singing, Yuki?
Oh, it was real fine, lad, real fine. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something. I had the engineers here at the radio station make a record of the two songs we just sang, and you know what we're going to do with them, huh?
No, what are you going to do?
Well, we're just going to sell those air records all over the United States and Canada. What do you think of that, lad? You're in show business.
Wow, Lee. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, what do you think, kids? Wasn't our radio program rehearsal a lot of fun? How'd you like our songs? Pretty good, huh? Would you like to hear us sing some more? Well, if you would, you'd just be with us again tomorrow, and we'll all be down at Yuki's radio station for our big broadcast. We have lots of fun. We're going to sing a lot more songs. Well, I got to rehearse, kids. I got to rehearse so my fans will get their money's worth. Keep those cards and letters coming in there, folks. I'll see you later. Goodbye, fans. Out there, radio land.
Hey, this is your genial disc jockey, Yuki Butcher, saying so long to all the friends and neighbors out there in Radio Land. Oh, fine! Fine! So long, folks, we're running late.
This is the Transcontinental Broadcasting Company.